neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York, New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa, Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Boardwalk,
Alani Resort,
Hilton Head,
Boulder Ridge,
Copper Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. This is episode 177. I am Shannon and I got Pete with me today.
Hey, Shannon.
The original crew here. So not a lot of big stories, but we want to get back in the habit. We had taken an unexpected hiatus.
Extended leave.
Yes, there wasn't that many stories and then they dropped a bunch on us. But we do want to keep you updated. And then I also have a little bit of a mini trip report. We just came back and we went to the Epcot Moonlight Magic.
All right.
So I'll talk a little bit about that at the end. So before we get started, let's go ahead and give a shout out to today's sponsor, which is Monera Financial. So if you have an existing DVC contract, maybe you purchased it resale from someone else, or maybe you purchased it direct and you're looking to refinance, definitely hit up our friends at Monera Financial. They will take care of you and take care of all of your DVC financing needs. So let's go ahead and get started with our first news story.
Just a reminder to folks, the pricing increases for DVC resorts kicked in on February 10th, and the base price for the five current DVC resorts all increased. We actually mentioned this back a while ago, but now it's taken effect. Riviera, Poly, Fort Wilderness, and Alani all increased to $243 per point, and that's an $8 increase. And the Disneyland Hotel also increased by $3 to $248 per point. In addition, if you're looking at direct, well, you should have bought before February 10th, but if you are looking to buy direct in the next few months, there's a couple of incentives out there. One, there's a $1,000 flat offer now on the books for new member 200 point contract or higher, and existing members for 150 point contracts. And then in addition, if you have a Disney Visa, you can get another $1,000 for a 150 point contract or higher. And I did confirm those are stackable, the Disney Visa one. So you can get both of those. Those are flat discounts, but each resort also has additional point discounts off the base price, starting at 100 points for existing members and 150 points for new members. In addition to that other discount, for example, new Riviera buyers can get $15 off per point at the 150 point purchase price, while current members would see a $19 per point discount. Details can be viewed at our link in our show notes at dvcnews.com, or you can check out the DVC website, though sometimes on the DVC website it's hard to find the discounts. So I recommend checking out our friends over at dvcnews.com.
And don't you remember the good old days when we were estimating or we were predicting when they would hit $200 a point?
Yeah.
And now we're at $248.
I know.
My mind is blown. I mean, I bought my resale contract now. It'll be 10 years in December that we went under contract. So
yeah.
It was Ryder's first birthday, came back, and I got it at $72 a point. And I'm just blown away. I'm blown away.
From a DVC resale point of view as an owner, it's not horrible to see this because it props up the value of our contracts. Because same thing. I mean, I bought my first contract in 2014 at Animal Kingdom for $75. And they're now going for $110, $115, something like that. You know, so if I did decide, oh, I want out of this, I can still like get my money back essentially, which is nice. What's rough, of course, is if you want to get the member advantages that are involved with buying a direct contract, it's expensive. You're looking at a 150 point contract is now $37,000, you know, somewhere in the low 30s. So yeah, it's for sure. Real estate, of course, has exploded everywhere. And this is a real estate contract. I think I want to say around 2009 to 2014, that was when the prices really exploded. Like they went up like $50, $60 in like 4 years or something like that. There was a point at which they were having crazy amounts of inflation. If you think about this, This is like a 3% increase, 4% increase. So not an unreasonable percentage wise, but yeah, it's just 243 seems so crazy. But don't forget resales out there, folks.
Yeah,
you know, and people are like, oh, if I buy resale, I'm missing out on the membership, and I'm like, yeah, but the reason you buy this is to stay at Disney cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you buy
and the resale. Perks that are available, one, they've taken away a lot of the perks. Like the annual pass is not even like as good as it used to be, right? It used to be a lot better. There is somewhat of a discount, but it's not what it used to be, where it used to be, where it was valuable. But now if you compare the prices and the difference, there's not a price comparison. Like it's a clear winner to do resales. I just think it's crazy. Like we have no intention, where we haven't gone to the parks too much. And we'll talk about that when I talk about Moonlight Magic. But we still, when we stayed 3 nights at Saratoga, we really enjoyed it. Like my husband even said, he goes, I really enjoyed Saratoga Springs. Like he's heard of it's the resort of last resorts. And we really enjoyed our time there because we weren't going to the parks. We took the boat over to Disney Springs and then we walked back, but it was so nice. It's such a nice resort to have a resortcation, right?
Yeah.
And we really, so now we're at the stage in life where we're probably going to the resorts more and just enjoying them more. I'm so thankful for that we have it, but I don't think I could afford it, you know, especially a direct contract.
Oh, certainly not direct. Yeah. I mean, you know, we bought, at Disneyland Hotel, we bought a 50-point contract, which was still a lot of money. But like when that premiered, I think we only paid like just over $200. I mean,
was the one that we first estimated would be over $200. Yeah.
But still, it was only like 4 years ago. It was like and now I look at it like $248. I'm like, I don't know if I could have afforded it now. So
yeah.
And that's the main reason I bought, is like, well, I want access to a Disneyland resort and it only goes up. I mean, eventually all these contracts will go down. We're starting to see that pressure on the 2042 contracts. You're starting to see where the value on those contracts are dropping, particularly the Old Key West ones, because I think people want to try to get the 2057 if they're buying there. Boulder Ridge values have really dropped because you have Copper Creek out there. You're starting to see the effect of some of these resorts that are going to be aging out in another 16, 17 years. Though Boardwalk and Beach Club still hold up because people want to stay. You know, it's one of our sponsors, of course, but just personally, I'm a big supporter of resale. And just like the membership benefits are nice. Moonlight Magic is nice. But is it worth $20,000 more to get a contract? I don't know. Right. I don't really think so. You know, I can live without Moonlight Magic if I got $20,000 more in my bank account.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Well, we'll move on to our next story. And that is, this is going to be a really short one. That is that Beach Club Quiet Pool has closed. The tidal pool at Beach Club has closed for refurbishment until May 2026. It should be noted that this is not the quiet pool near the DVC rooms, which is listed as the Dunes Cove pool and was last refurbished in 2023. So that's the one, I think, closer to Yacht Club, or is it?
No, I think it's the other direction.
The other one?
Yeah, okay. it's...
But it's not one probably that a DVC member is using.
No, you would either use Stormalong Bay or you would use what they call the Dunes Cove pool. It's kind of more towards Epcot, I think.
Oh, okay, I know which one you're
there's
talking
just
about.
A little, there's a little one there, and it's very much just a pool. And I got to imagine, I mean, I've only stayed at Beach Club a couple times, but I got to imagine, like, not a lot of people use that pool just because you have Stormalong Bay there, you know?
Right, absolutely. Okay, so, but it's good to know. It's good to know that it's there.
And we got lots of short stories today. Water park opening dates. So on February 15th, Typhoon Lagoon closed for their annual refurbishment and Blizzard Beach reopened in its place. But the big announcement is the two water parks will both be open at the same time again, starting on May 12th. A reminder that free water park entry for all resort guests on the first day of your stay are scheduled to open up from May 26th through September 8th of 2026. So this particular one does not matter if you are a direct member or resale. This is for all people that are staying on property. and it's good for either water park. So you got your choice between Typhoon Lagoon and Blizzard Beach during the summer. And I'm kind of bummed that they got rid of it for the rest of the year because it was a fun perk to just head over there for a couple hours.
Yeah, we used it in July last year before we checked into the Poly for July 4th. Mm-hmm. And it was great. I mean, it was raining that day and there was a thunderstorm, but we still had a great time and we were waiting for our room. So it took a while for our room. Our room didn't get the text until after 4:30. So we were actually leaving. It was really nice. It was a really nice, fun thing. I didn't even realize. Now, we decided not to go because the weather was kind of chilly in the morning. I didn't even realize that I thought it was still a perk because we were there this past weekend.
Oh.
So I'm glad we didn't head to the water park because we would have headed to the water park and my husband would have been like, I thought this was free. I didn't even realize, but we decided to not go. So
yeah, I mean, it kind of makes sense that they have it while both parks are open to kind of handle the crowds. But it is a little bit of a bummer now. I think when we went in January, we probably wouldn't have gone either. It's still a nice perk to have, but I don't think we're going to get to it this year, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay, moving on. Any members who signed up for membership Magic Beyond in 2025 have been mailed an exclusive Magic Band slider and an invitation to sign up for 2026. So I know a couple people who didn't know what they were. They're like, I see pictures on Facebook. Like, I just got this in the mail and I don't know what it's supposed to do. It is a slider. They're actually very coveted. So if you don't need it, you could probably sell it on eBay.
Oh, remember when the DVC sliders were like going for like $100 a piece on eBay. It was crazy.
They're really good. The sliders are really great because they do help your Magic Band stay on. And as someone who has had her son's Magic Band fall off, which sucks, especially how expensive they are now, it's nice to have those sliders. And actually, we have one slider and he will not wear his Magic Band without his slider because he's traumatized. He is traumatized, but it's great. It's a great thing. So I did not sign up for membership Magic this year or last year. So I did not get one. And if you want to give yours away to me, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Disney just announced that Big Top Souvenirs will be closing on February 20th for an extended refurbishment. No opening date has been announced, so we're actually recording this on February 21st, so it is now closed. News out of California Adventure says that Monsters, Inc., Mike and Sully to the Rescue will remain open until 2027. I like that ride. It's fun. It's a cute little dark ride.
Yeah, I mean, they also said on that, this doesn't mean that the Avatar attraction that they're putting in that corner has been delayed at all. I'm assuming it just means that they don't need to start construction enough to close that ride just yet.
And that ride's closing permanently, correct?
It will be, yes.
Yeah, okay. And then also the restriction of Disneyland of no park hopping until 11 a.m. will be eliminated sometime this year. So I think that's good, especially there's been times when we went, there were times where we wanted to ride just one ride first thing in the morning, then switch to the other park.
Right.
Maybe it was like, for example, the Credit Coaster, maybe we were trying to ride it and we didn't get to ride it the day before, or what's the other one? The Cars one.
Right.
Those are rides.
You want to hit the early entry in one of the parks and then hop over to the other park. Yeah. For anyone that's never been to Disneyland, they're probably like, why would you need to park up at 11 a.m.? Well, it's a five-minute walk between parks. I've done it before. I've hopped before 11 a.m. over there.
Well, I'll tell you. And then after, like, when we went in 2021, now this was, like, during the COVID times where you couldn't get food. Like, it was hard to get food. Disneyland was really, really hard to get food.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And because everything was like mobile order or you had to have a reservation and everything was restricted.
Yeah.
So it was much easier to go over to California Adventure and get food.
Yeah.
It's just one of those red tape restrictions that doesn't need to be there anymore. And I'm glad they're getting rid of it. It's not going to affect me, but I'm glad they're getting rid of it. So that's it for our news stories. So that was it pretty much. It was pretty much short news story week.
Yep.
But we wanted to start giving you upcoming dates, kind of just reminders, upcoming dates. And this is going to be probably something going forward. If there's dates that are applicable, the upcoming Moonlight Magic dates for Hollywood Studios is April 22nd. And Typhoon Lagoon is going to be June 25th. Early registration for on-site guests is going to be February 26th, so that is coming up. And then general registration is March 5th. Now, there is some in the summer, but I think those are going to be a separate registration date.
Yeah, so we'll share a reminder of that date as we get a little closer, but I don't think those are till like May for registration.
Right. And then with those, the Moonlight Magics, basically you can register for one per season. So since these are being done together, you can only register for one of these.
Right.
So that's kind of how it's done. You can only register for one per season. Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot runs March 4th to June 1st. So it's coming up. Now, is the Festival of the Arts over?
I believe it ended this weekend. I think that this is the end of it. Yeah.
I was surprised it was still going on when we were there. I didn't, because I remember it when it was just like January. And then when we went, I was like, oh, it's still going on.
Yeah, they stretched it longer this year because I think usually it ends before President's Day weekend.
Yeah.
And this year they stretched it through the President's Day holiday period. But yeah, it ends this weekend, which is, again, we're recording on the 21st.
We actually got to see a little bit of it just because we went later in the evening. But Ray and Ryder did have some sort of sandwich that was visually appealing. They said it wasn't that good, but
yeah, we were there for it. And overall, I think the food, it's not as good as it is for Food and Wine. It was funny. They had the same thing where you like collect the stamps to get something. And like everything on the list was like these like really sweet treats. And like, so we specifically went to those booths, and like by like the third booth, I was like, oh my God, everything is so sweet. And I was like not even enjoying it, but my wife really wanted the stamps. So
yeah. Yeah. I can't do well because of celiac. I can't really do a lot of stuff. I think we'll talk about Moonlight Magic in a minute, but yeah, there wasn't. It looked cool. We got a cool picture, but I heard it really wasn't that good. And then DVC announces the condo association meetings will occur December 8th and 9th of 2026.
Mark your calendar.
Yeah. I always know it's always around Ryder's birthday. But that is it for our news story. So if you don't care about any trip reports, you can go ahead and sign off. But I did want to talk a little bit about Moonlight Magic. So we went on February 12th, which was Thursday. We surprised Ryder. He had no idea we were going. Just a little bit of the logistics. The party ran from 9:30 to 12:30.
Okay.
And we could enter in at 7. So basically free parking started at 7. We got there, we started pulling in the parking lot at 7:15. Mm-hmm. They didn't even have people at the parking gates, so you just drove right through. And when I tell you, I just kept telling Ray, he's like, oh, should I park here? And I'm like, no, go all the way to the front. And he's like, no, but that's preferred. I'm like, it doesn't matter. We're preferred. We paid, you know, so many $1,000s for this contract. Just keep driving. And when I tell you, we were like the first spot. Like, I think we were the second spot in the first row of preferred. It was amazing.
Yeah.
So that was, so if you are going.
If no one's stopping you, just keep going. Yeah,
exactly. And also, it was just great to have our car there, not have to worry about the bus.
Yeah.
Though they did seem like they had quite a few buses, but to not have to worry about the bus was great. And then check-in was pretty simple. They have like the bands now are the ones that are the fabric ones that they do now for all the parties. Mm-hmm. Check-in. So we were in the park at 7:30. The Lines app, just so you know, the Lines app is up until just because you're regularly, you're in the park.
Right.
We couldn't purchase Lightning Lanes because we didn't have tickets. So we don't have annual passes. We don't have tickets. So if you have an annual pass, you could probably do it, but we don't have. So we couldn't purchase any sort of Lightning Lanes, individually at Lightning Lanes, etc. The Lines app was up until 9, but between 9 and 9:30, you have no idea what's up and what's not because the party hasn't started, but the park is technically closed.
Right.
So just know, like, if you're going to go to a ride, make sure you're checking like 8:59 because that time frame in between, there's nothing there.
So then did they show the times again at 9:30?
Yes, the times did come back up.
Interesting.
And they also were very clear. They sent you out the map before. Mm-hmm. So when you did it, so it was an attachment. So you got to see what characters are going to be there, what's, you know. But then also more importantly, because a lot of the food places close when the park closes.
Right.
And then some were extended to 9:30 and some were extended to 10. So all of those time frames were up. Like they were on the map, but you had them it was easy accessible. So we knew like where we wanted, like if we were going to eat anything before, we knew where we were going to go. So we ended up going to Sunshine Seasons before, right after we rode Soarin', to get a few things. And I got pineapple because I'm limited to what I can eat. But it was great. The pineapple, not have to pay $5 for it. It was great.
Now, did they still give you like two vouchers each for things?
Three vouchers per person.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the vouchers are for drinks or for snacks. So anything that has a snack logo,
gotcha,
is eligible, and then any drinks. And then once it became 9:30, frozen treats. So it was like ice cream bars, Mickey, right, ice cream bars, the sandwiches, etc. So those were available unlimited, you know, after 9:30. And they were pretty, we only got it once, that we just went through it really quick and it was pretty fast. Towards the end of the night, there was few things open. It was usually like pretzel and churro stands. Those, mm-hmm, became very, very, the lines became very long, mm, because there was just not a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you were able to use it at the booths for the festival.
Oh,
so if the, yeah, so Ray and Ryder got like some crab sandwich. Mm-hmm. They said it was really, like, that was the thing that I said was visually appealing, but they said it really wasn't that good.
Right.
But they got it at one of the stands because I got in line for Duffy. So Duffy was going to be there. Duffy was meeting at Mickey and Friends. And I believe that the characters are going to stay the same. There is another party coming up later this year, which is why I'm kind of going over it.
Mm-hmm.
Duffy will be at the party he was at Mickey and Friends. And I was like, okay, we're getting in line because this line's going to get crazy. It actually was never really crazy.
Really?
I ended up getting in line at 9:10. We got to see him like at 9:35. They did give you like some time to see him, but all the characters, none of them had photo pass photographers.
Oh, okay.
So there was actually, and this was something I noticed, we hadn't been to a Moonlight Magic since 2022,
mm-hmm,
but none of the characters, and there were no photo pass photographers anywhere. So we don't have photo pass right now because we don't have annual passes, so we, right, don't have it. So it wasn't a big deal, but that's the one thing I just don't like. I don't understand why they don't have at least like one special location that says, like, they had this really great photo drop that said Moonlight Magic. I don't understand why they don't do it for advertising, because it's just a great advertising. Because yes, I was able to take photos on my phone. They came out good, but they never come out as good as, right, the photo pass, right? Yeah. I just don't understand why they eliminated that. I understand maybe not at every character station, but...
yeah, I'm trying to think back to, because we did the Animal Kingdom one in the fall, and I think the same thing. I don't think there were photo pass photographers.
We did three in 2022. We did three. Yeah. I want to say we did three in 2022, and I remember that. The last time I remember there being photo pass photographers was in 2019. And they had like special stations. It is what it is. Maybe they just saw that there was no trade-off for it and there was no return investment on it. I can understand that. But the character lines, we went to Duffy, like I said, it was really short in the early on. So I was glad we got it out of the way because I don't know how he was.
What other characters did they have?
So they had Miguel from Coco.
Oh, okay.
They also had Star-Lord and Gamora. So Star-Lord and Gamora were meeting outside Cosmic Rewind. And then right when the times came back up, after we came out of Duffy, I saw that Cosmic Rewind was 15 minutes. And I'm like, okay, let's go now because 15 minutes is really great. Let's do it. We're going to go to 15 minutes. And then as we were there, Star-Lord and Gamora were there. And there was maybe three people in front, like three groups, which moved really, really fast, right?
Yeah.
So we took those pictures. Ryder actually didn't want to do it. He didn't want to meet them. We made him. I made him. I was like, let's just do this. And then we went on Cosmic Rewind. Now, Cosmic Rewind, while we were on the ride, it stopped completely.
Really?
Yeah, stopped completely. The music played out. And then we sat there for probably about 3 minutes. And then we went the rest of the ride in silence.
Oh, wow.
which was so weird. It was like Ryder thought it was really cool. Right? Ryder was like, this is awesome, because he always loves glitches.
Right.
He's really impicked to glitches. But so we got off the ride and I was like, do we ask? Because we got to ride it, but it was kind of weird in silence. But then everybody else that was on our ride asked to ride it again.
Yeah.
And I was just like, okay, so let's just do it. Let's just ride it again. So we got back. They they walked us through and they apologized. They were really nice. They walked us back through. So we were able to skip like the queue. We got back in line. Yeah. So we skipped the queue. So we ended up like basically through the regular line and we had to wait that line, which was fine. And it was funny because we got the exact same song, which was Conga. And when we came out, the line for Star-Lord and Gamora had gotten pretty long.
Yeah.
And the line for the ride had gotten to 35 minutes. So I was really glad we rode that early on. Mm-hmm. Now, Test Track, which was the whole reason why we were there, because Ryder loves Test Track and hadn't ridden the new version.
Right.
Before the park open, it was 80 and 90 minutes, or before the party started.
Right.
So we were like, okay, let's wait. And then we walked over and it had closed.
What?
Okay. Yeah, it was down. It was down after, it was just down. Like it was a technical glitch. So I was like, okay. Frozen Ever After had opened that day, had reopened that day with the new animatronics, and it had been open while the party, before the party had started. And it said that it was going to be open during the party. It was closed to the party. Oh. It was closed. So no one could tell us because it didn't, on the app, like when rides went down, Spaceship Earth went down, because they showed, you know, temporarily delayed or closed, whatever it said. Frozen was just not on the app. It was on the app before the park closed, but it wasn't on the app when the party started.
Yeah.
And then we walked over there and they said, we don't know if it's reopening or not. Like no one's telling us anything. So we just assumed, and we never saw it pop back up on the app. Mm-hmm. So it was really weird because it didn't show, it showed it was going to be open during the party, but then it wasn't. I think maybe it was just having technical difficulties and they decided to keep it because it was the first day it was reopened.
Right.
We didn't get to see that one, which wasn't a big deal for us. It was kind of one of those, if we get to do it, we'll do it. So then we walked over to, we saw Miguel. We got to see Miguel, which was cool. Because again, it was like one of those rare characters. And then we walked over to Remy's. Remy's was like, okay, we're going to walk over to Remy's. Remy's was like, said it was like a 10-minute wait. When we got there, it was literally a walk-on. They said, pick whichever rat you want. Like, that's how it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, we got our own car. We got to pick whichever one we wanted to
be. Pick your own rat.
Yep, pick your own rat. And so I was like, okay, great. It's 10:55. We're all the way over by Mexico.
Right.
The fireworks are going to be on at 11. We'll walk over to Remy's, and by the time we get to Remy's, we'll have seen the fireworks. We'll get to see the fireworks while we're walking. Well, the fireworks were late.
Oh.
So we're like walking, and everybody's sitting there waiting, and they keep saying like, the fireworks are going to start. The fireworks are going to start, and they just weren't starting. So we were walking into Remy's at 11:08. And they hadn't started.
Interesting.
We walked in, got on the ride. We came out and you could tell. I mean, we were maybe in there for 5 minutes. Like we literally walked on and walked off. And you could tell they had just ended because it was smoke in the air.
Yeah.
And I heard they were pretty spectacular, but we missed them. I mean, we didn't even get to see them or hear them go off. Like it was. Yeah. So that was the only thing.
Interesting. Because Disney is usually so much like everything's on time.
Yeah. And it was. You know, I guess since it's the party, it's not a big deal if it's on time or not. But if you're trying to plan around it, it was. But a lot of people, when we were coming out of Remy's, you just saw this influx of people coming over to Remy's to ride.
Right.
I'm glad we rode it when we did, because it probably would have been a 10 or 15 minute wait.
Right.
You know, afterwards. And then we walked over. They had Chip and Dale, Mickey and Minnie and Donald and Duck over by like that little tent area between UK and Canada.
Oh, okay. Kind of they had that open
area.
Or just that, like that, just that little walkway area.
Yeah, that area. So that it was inside. So they were going to be inside. So I never got to see them. When we walked over, the line wasn't too bad. Again, fireworks were about to start. And then we looked, Test Track was still down. So I was like, okay, let's go see the characters. And we walked over there and like the line was super long. And I was like, yeah, we're not going to go. Like, we're just going to go straight to Test Track. Because Test Track was the idea. Like, and Ryder was like, well, if we don't get to ride it today, we'll come back tomorrow. I'm like, buddy, we don't have passes. We're not coming back tomorrow. So we were trying to prep him that he may not ride. Like, this may not happen. So we just sat by Test Track and they kept saying, it's down. We don't know if it's coming back up. But right when we walked over there, they started testing.
Oh.
And I was like, okay, if they're testing, because I said, buddy, if they're not testing, they're not reopening it. They're going to test it for 10, 15 minutes before. Right. So right when we went over there, they were testing. So we sat really, literally right at the entrance. And they're like, you know, we don't know if it's going to reopen. I'm like, we have nothing else to do. I'm not going to go ride Mission Space and have this reopen and then wait for 45 minutes. I said, you know, so we were just sitting there waiting. And we were prepped that if it doesn't, it wasn't going to reopen. And then all of a sudden, like, they did reopen it. We were the first one. So I got to walk through the entire queue with nobody in front of us, which was really cool. So we got, and that was our first time of seeing the queue.
The new queue, yeah.
Yeah, so we were the first ones in line when it reopened. We walked right, we got right back on it. And then, so we after we got off the ride, we went on and got it on again. So it was, at that point, it was 12:05 and the park was going to close at 12:30. It said it was a 20-minute ride. Oh, wait, it was not. It was 35 minutes. So we got off the ride just after 12. I want to say it was 12:40 when we got off. And then, of course, we had three coupons left, which party's technically over. Ray was so upset because the thought of having three coupons, free snack coupons at Disney that went unused was really bothering him. He was just like, I am just so upset that we let these go to waste. And we were walking out. There was the pretzel guy right next to where the Coke thing is, the cool whatever.
Yeah.
They still had them and they were still taking them. They weren't supposed to. We actually got in line and somebody said, oh, no, we're closed. And I said, are you closed or not? Because the guy in front, the cast member in front said, they're closed. But the cast members that were had the pretzels were still handing them out. So I said, are you guys closed or not? They're like, we still have pretzels. We'll still give them out. They had already been cooked or warmed.
Right.
So at that point, they were going to be thrown out. They said, we only have pretzels. We don't have churros. And we got three pretzels. And Ryder had pretzels for breakfast for 3 days. He literally had a pretzel for 3 days. That's the kind of parents we are. So Ray was happy that he got his free pretzels. And Ryder got to ride Test Track twice. So it was a really great night. Like, I was really glad we went. We got to ride everything that we wanted to. We did Soarin', which we hadn't done in a while. And honestly, Remy's without the glasses, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You rode it too, right? Without the glasses?
Yeah, it was fine. There's a couple of shots in it, like where he like the chef reaches his hand through the mousetrap or through the wall to the mousetrap that like... To me, you notice it's like, oh, that meant for 3D, but it doesn't have 3D. But most of it, you don't really notice it.
Honestly, I noticed things that I didn't notice before because I didn't have the glasses on. I don't know if that happened to you. And Ryder said the same thing. Like, Ryder said that to me, and I was thinking that when he said that to me. Ray doesn't notice anything with rides, so every time he rides it, it's a new ride for him. We both really liked it without the glasses. I was really happy because the glasses always, because I wear glasses, I always have to wear the glasses over the glasses. And when we went to Universal the next day, I had to like hold the glasses on. Like the picture of me on Spider-Man is me holding my glasses on my head because of that. But I thought it was great. I was so happy that we got to ride. One, I was so happy and relieved he got to ride Test Track.
Did he like the new version? It's not that different, but yeah.
The Test Track?
Yeah.
He absolutely loved it. We kept telling him, okay, you know, hey, there's not going to be... He loved the design your own car. We would always buy the card. Like he has like three cards of the design your own card. Uh-huh. So we had prepped him. And then we would like show him like, hey, this is the room. This is where the room was. Like when we realized it, especially when we went back through and there was a line.
Yeah.
We got to show it to him. So he thought that was really cool. But he actually... And I actually really liked it. Watching it on a point of view it's not the same. I thought it was really good. I thought it was really well done. I was really happy. His favorite thing was that they kept the truck.
They kept the truck.
And that was, he goes, if they had gotten rid of the truck, I don't think it would have been as good. Like Ryder starts to get very analytical for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, we really enjoyed it. I loved the feature where you're looking at the different cars on the sides. Kind of reminiscent of the racers in California.
Yeah.
And then I love the ending, like that screens, that like 360 screen before you go out into the track.
Yeah.
I thought that part
was cool. Yeah, for sure.
That we both ran. I really, really liked that part. I thought it was great. And I remembered why we always say, like, don't buy for the perks, you know, resale's great. However, I really did enjoy Moonlight Magic, and to not have to buy tickets, because we're being a little frugal right now. We right. do have Universal passes. It was nice. I do have a reservation for July for possibly going for the Hollywood Studios one. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'll go, but it's kind of like, maybe I want to, because it was so much fun. There's something fun when you're there and you're like, I'm not paying for this. Right. It makes it even more fun when it's free, which I never really got because of the annual passes. We could have gone anytime. Mm-hmm. The party was something special, but it was definitely, I don't know when we'll go to another one. But if you are going to the one in Epcot later on this year, I did have a vlog. So I try to talk about the timing, and I did try and show like timestamps and stuff, but hopefully that might help you as far as if you're planning for that one. But hopefully if you're trying to get tickets or you have a trip planned, that you can get them, because I thought it was really great. Any questions that you have, or did you think of anything?
Okay. We're not going any other ones this year unless one shows up during our fall trip, but which I suppose is possible. But they are a lot of fun. Again, I don't know that I would buy direct just for the Moonlight Magics,
right.
But I recommend making friends with direct owners and getting them to give you their extra passes.
Exactly.
I think you're allowed to get 6 or something like that. Or
you can get 5. If you're 5, in a studio, you can get up to 5, and don't try and sell them. Like, they're not, you know, and I did see people on Facebook trying to sell them. And mostly those groups were, those people were usually scammers. So you could kind of call them out. But if you do go, you have to go with your entire group. So you have to. So if you're meeting somebody there, you have to go make sure you go with your entire group, because you all have to check in together. Right. So that's the only thing. And it's great if you can meet somebody. But we did see people trying to, you know, on Facebook trying to like, I have a group of 5 and I need one extra ticket, you know, and then you just got to coordinate. But it's great if you could offer that. We just picked 3 because one, I didn't know when we booked, I didn't know if we were 100% going to go, because it is the school year. So I just booked for 3 and I didn't want to waste any more. We didn't have any to give away. But you don't have any trips planned?
Not till October. Yeah, that's, okay. That's the next one.
So I'll be going. So we actually had, I think I mentioned this before, but we had our wait list come through for Poly again for July 4th.
That's amazing, because it's the 250th.
Yeah.
So I'm amazed you got the Poly for that as a wait list.
Yeah.
But good on you.
Yeah. So it's a week before my 50th birthday. I turn 50 the following week. So that'll be my 50th birthday trip.
Nice.
I'll celebrate the 250th for United States and then my 50th as well. I'm excited. I'm excited to go back to Poly, and it'll probably be another staycation, but we'll be there for the 3rd and the 4th.
Oh, so you get to watch the fireworks twice.
Yeah. So if we're debating on... maybe do we go to Epcot on the 4th? Yeah.
Just buy a ticket for the day?
Yeah, we'd have to buy a ticket for the day.
Suck it up, whatever they charge.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we'll see. I'm excited. I'm excited to be able to go back. With that, we do want to say thank you to our 3 sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Bonaire Financial, for their continued support of the My DVC Points platform. And with that, I will say see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.